This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is the 10:05 in the morning on a Tuesday, the 19th of May. My name is Jeff Sander, together with
Audrey Raj.
And on the show today, we've got Voice of SMEs, we've got Powering Through the Pandemic, we've got Enterprise Biz Bytes, and we also have a webinar that's happening later today. Has the MCO tanked your investments? Where do you go from here? Well, you can join Ringgit & Sense presenter Roshan Karnison and BFM's founder Malik Ali today as they speak to financial planners on ways to manage the red in your portfolio and your options going forward. That's happening at 12:30 p.m. live on BFM's Facebook page. So just head on to facebook.com/BFM radio and you'll be able to see the live video at 12:30 p.m. And we have Enterprise Biz Bytes. And today we're going to be asking you,
What is your main challenge when working from home? Now, I know that for most of us, it's been an adjustment. Yeah. And some people are enjoying it. Some are, well, not enjoying it very much. But we'd like to know, you know, what has been your main challenge when working from home? You know, tell us the good stuff as well. Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, or you can reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is the handle.
Voice of SMEs time. It's safe to say that many industries and businesses have been heavily affected by COVID-19, but the ripple effects are still being discovered as the days goes by. Now, for example, obviously revenue has been a massive issue, but and digital transformation has soared, but a lot of relationships in business have also seen a change, what with the amount of pivoting and adjustments companies have had to do.
Yeah. So today we have founder and CEO of affiliate marketing company Involve Asia, Jimmy Howe. He's on the line with us to discuss another factor of how businesses have been affected, how the various companies in their affiliate program have been performing, how that in turn has affected Involve Asia, and the future of marketing in general. Involve Asia, or IA, is a venture-backed Malaysian startup that operates in the commerce and advertising space. They own and operate ShopStylers, a performance marketing and analytics platform that connects online retailers and brands to digital media owners. Jimmy, thanks for staying on the line. What was Involve Asia's initial reaction when the MCO was announced?
About a month before the MCO was actually announced, we started off by building tracking dashboards, arranging daily calls, as well as setting up daily work logs, you know, just to make sure that the operations were smooth. So even though we were prepared, we were actually quite surprised at the timing of it. So we definitely thought we had more time. But the good thing was that when it was announced, our teams were already staggered with 50% working at home and 50% at the office. So we did have a bit of experience running remotely at that point. Mm-hmm.
And how has Involve Asia's revenue been faring throughout the MCO period?
I'd have to say it impacted somewhat during the MCO, with a large majority of our revenue actually being impacted from the travel industry. So we run affiliate programs for a number of airlines, OTAs and hotels, driving transactions over to that site. Having said that, e-commerce transactions actually picked up quite strongly in March and April, which helped us offset some of the revenue loss that we incurred from travel. The main issue actually hasn't been revenue, but it's been more on cash flow. With advertisers facing cash issues, collections have become the biggest issue that the business has been facing. This is especially detrimental for our publisher partners, as they're the ones that are investing resources to create content and promote advertisers. So when advertisers can't pay them, they have less money to invest in creating new content or promoting these advertisers, which causes the sales of the advertisers to drop even further. It's a vicious cycle that we've been working really hard to try and solve during this period.
Could you go into a bit more detail about that, you know, in terms of the difference in traction for certain segments over others throughout the MCO?
Airlines and hotels, we are reducing their capacity. So that means that the supply available in the market has dropped. And now with consumer confidence so low, the demand side has dropped as well. So it remains to be seen, you know, when consumer confidence in travel is going to pick up. But it's definitely the biggest impact that we've seen. On the bright side is that we've seen that domestic demand for travel has actually picked up in the last couple of weeks, with more people looking to travel domestically once the lockdowns are eased. In terms of e-commerce has seen really strong growth in all the regions that we've been operating, with home and living, electronics and groceries in particular performing quite well. Like in March and April alone, we've seen publisher partners drive over 200 million in sales to our e-commerce advertisers. So that has been one of the positive aspects of this experience.
So your company focuses on data-driven solutions. And earlier you mentioned that your transition towards working from home was pretty much smooth, right?
The transition to pure remote working was pretty smooth for us compared to a lot of other companies. In fact, in March and April, we've seen the output from the company double in terms of deals closed, new features developed, and so on. I think that the main issues we face when it comes to remote working is actually to keep the team's morale high as well as to keep their energy levels high. For executional tasks and day-to-day work, working from home is really good because, you know, people don't have that much distractions at home. But when it comes to brainstorming new ideas and new product strategies, I think that has been a bit more challenging for us.
Jimmy, what has been the impetus for more businesses to look at affiliate marketing as an option in recent times?
I think one of the reasons why this is the case is because typically media entertainment companies depend on like premium or sponsored ads that run into the hundreds of thousands. And as advertisers look to cut back on their advertising spend during this time, they realize that they need alternative revenue sources. So, I mean, affiliate marketing is great because it gives them a consistent stream of revenue by recommending products to their readers or their audience. So they realize that in the good times, they make big money from sponsored ads and premium ads. But affiliate marketing, it's basically like a salary. It's like consistent. It comes in. Once you've figured out what product to recommend to the audience to buy and they start buying it, they make money consistently on a monthly basis.
That was Jimmy Howe, the founder and CEO of affiliate marketing company Involve Asia. Now stick around because we will continue the discussion with him in just a moment. You're listening to Voice of SMEs on BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Voice of SMEs. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Audrey Raj.
And today we have Jimmy Howe, the founder and the CEO of affiliate marketing company Involve Asia. And early on, you know, we were talking about some of the changes and the impacts that they've seen during the MCO period. Now, Jimmy, part of your change in operations during this period was hosting webinars. What kind of topics and stuff that you cover, and also how's the general response been like?
We focus a lot about like the basics of affiliate marketing to both our advertisers and our published partners. Affiliate marketing has been around for quite a while now, but it's relatively new in Southeast Asia. So we had some sharing sessions where advertisers would share what are the best ways to talk about or promote their products to users. And the publisher partners in attendance, you know, they would basically like incorporate some of these marketing messages into the content that they produce, help them to convert a bit better. One of the key topics that was really useful to a lot of our existing clients was really educating them that affiliate marketing programs are long-term investments and that advertisers really need to invest in their relationships with publisher partners so that they can work with them for a long time and it's a win-win relationship. After our webinars, we actually saw quite a significant increase in the activities between advertisers and publisher partners on our platform. So this resulted in much higher sales for the advertisers and much higher earnings for the publisher partners. It's definitely one of the wins for us during the MCO, and it's something that we are looking to keep doing even after the lockdown ends.
So Jimmy, you also have a presence in Indonesia and Thailand. Do you have any insights into various industry performances there during these last few months?
In all the regions which we operate, we see similar drops across the board for Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. Travel has dropped pretty much like 80% in all those regions. But for e-commerce, we see that the growth is still pretty strong in Malaysia and Indonesia. Thailand, the growth is not as strong, but it could also be because our coverage in Thailand is not as strong as it is in Malaysia and Indonesia. Mm. And there's also some pretty interesting insights that we can share in terms of product categories where home and living and groceries have picked up significantly, and items such as beauty and fashion have dropped significantly.
Not a real surprise there. Yeah. And, you know, home and living, I think it's also one of the topics that we will be covering on Enterprise Biz Bytes later. Jimmy, throughout this period, marketing has been a difficult subject to tackle with. Many companies are concerned about coming across as insensitive or making light of the current situation. Do you have any advice for brands on how to approach marketing and sales at this time?
Marketing during like a difficult time, it's always a double-edged sword. brands that communicate sincerely really help to build a lot of goodwill with their consumers. But when it comes off as insincere, consumers can be pretty critical towards the brand. I think that my advice would be, if you don't have a product or service that's directly able to help a consumer during this period, it's always good to work with other companies that are relevant to build partnership bundles, or, you know, seeing how you can redefine certain use cases of your products so that it would provide value to consumers at a time like this.
Jimmy, just before we go, let's talk about the future of marketing moving forward. You know, do you have any predictions for the future of marketing?
After this whole situation calms down, I think that more companies are going to start thinking about going digital from day one. So whether that's restaurants setting up delivery services, or sellers offering both physical locations as well as stores online. So, I mean, naturally, as more companies start to go digital, the investment in digital marketing spend is definitely going to increase. But I think that one thing that SMEs and smaller companies that haven't gone digital from day one will realize is that they'll start investing a lot more in auxiliary software to support their digital marketing efforts. So this is stuff like attribution software to ensure that they're attributing, you know, transactions to the correct channel, as well as like brand safety to ensure that their products and their brands are associated with the right type of websites to basically ensure that they're getting the value for their money. I mean, in the future, I think digital marketing will be a lot more performance-based. As companies spend more, they will come to realize that more website users does not necessarily equal more sales. But on the flip side of the increase in digital, I think that privacy will become a much bigger concern for consumers. So I think businesses will have to balance out spending money on highly targeted ads that convert versus worrying consumers that their brands are abusing their data online.
That was Jimmy Hao, the CEO and the co-founder of Involve Asia. And, you know, marketing, like he says, is very tricky during this point in time. But one thing that we've heard this a lot of times is partnerships. Partnerships is so crucial. I think before this whole pandemic, every company was like on their own mission, doing it by themselves. They can conquer the world. They want the bigger piece of the pie. And what this has, you know, caused many businesses to rethink their solutions is to actually partner up. We're seeing, like, you know, companies that you would never thought that would have been working together to do something, now you're seeing they're working together, especially across different industries, industry verticals as well, right? Yeah. Previously, it was very difficult to make that bridge so that, education and you know, SMEs can talk to each other. But now, it's like the norm, right? And you, as a consumer, you feel like, oh, wow, like, you know, it's really nice to see a company working with, you know, 20 different companies doing something, or, you know, creating a charity program. It gives that positive impact to the brand image, which is really difficult to build in you know, previous before MCO, right? Or yeah. BC, it's like I would call it.
BC, before Corona.
Before Corona, yeah.
Now, the other thing is also, I love watching how some of these really small businesses have just, you know, bergabung tangan, right? You know, and then they're like helping each other, leveraging on each other's strengths. Maybe it's marketing, maybe it's delivery, maybe it's your supply chain, but helping each other out during this time so that they can all survive together. So yeah, there are some heartwarming stories during these.
I think our own kind of hashtag was like kita jaga kita.
Yes,
you know, it's a very Malaysian thing. Yeah. You know, it sounds so Malaysian as well, but everyone understood. When you mention, like, you know, if you see any post hashtag kita jaga kita, you go like, oh, all right, I get what this, you know, this whole agenda is supposed to be. So although it is still tricky because you can come off as being insensitive to, I guess, you know, when you do it slightly wrongly or if you're a bit too aggressive at this point of time. So be aware of that. Anyways, coming up, we do have another Voice of SME, so stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.